Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, December 3rd. It'll be broadcast live from the Superior Livestock Offices and Studios in Texas. Be seen on Dish Network, satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll have their Superior Sunrise started at 7:30 and the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. This week, they're going to be offering 32,870 head, 5,800 yearling steers, 2,800 yearling heifers, 21,000, almost 22,000 weaned calves, and 1,000 calves on cows. If you'd like to know the estimated time a lot will sell, or to preview the video on a specific lot, go to SuperiorLivestock.com, or as always, for information, call 800-422-2117, 800-422-2117. Remember, the sale is Thursday, December 3rd, 8 a.m. Central Time at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. On the line with us today is the executive director for the Oklahoma Farm Service Agency. That's Scott Biggs. He's based in Stillwater. His offices are located. Scott, the latest numbers are out for CFAP 2, the Coronavirus Food Assistance Program. And you've been telling me that we've still got a few producers that have not taken advantage as of yet to get some of the monies available to them under the second round of CFAP. Tell me where we stand.
Yes, sir. As we look right here, right now we have about 32,600 applications that are in process, of which 29,500 have been approved. So we're in the home stretch and trying to wrap up and finish up the CFAP 2 program. Now, I'll be very honest with you. I'm a little struggling and a little taken back by that number, because we're anticipating close to 40,000 producers being eligible in Oklahoma. So I think there's still about 8,000 producers who have about a week left if they have any interest in CFAP 2.
And, of course, the two big commodities that are getting the payments in Oklahoma, cattle operations and wheat, it looks like.
Yes, cattle and wheat. And, you know, right now, livestock, we have about 27,000 of those applications are livestock-related. The acreage-based crops, which is the wheat, there's only about 11,000 of those. So we're struggling a little bit on some of those numbers, and hopefully some people will still want to take advantage of this program.
Nationally, there's been over 703,000 applications that have been approved, $11.1 billion handed out by Uncle Sam under the CFAP 2 program. And the top commodities at this point include right at $3 billion for corn, $2.47 billion for cattle, for wheat. Winter wheat available, actually eligible for the first time under CFAP 2. They were not eligible for the first CFAP sign-up program. Wheat sign-up and availability of money, $609 million now has been paid out to two wheat producers under CFAP 2. By the way, before you try to go visit your USDA service center, do check on their status before planning that in-person visit. A lot of them are only allowing virtual visits, in other words, on the phone, via email, and the like. No in-person visits allowed at that local FSA office, but check if it's yay or nay on that before you actually go in. You've got Farm News on Ron.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
A lot more agricultural news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. Have a great day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.